الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون. وقال تعالى في آية أخرى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar and of Channel Islam International, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal. In this month of Rabiul Awwal, the Mubarak Milad and honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam took place. Similarly, the wafat, the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam also took place in this month. On Wednesday night, we were in Westworld, and there I mentioned about Irhasun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Irhas means those extraordinary events that occurred prior to the Mubarak birth of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And last night at Avondale Musalla, we spoke about Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Murdi'atun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what happened during the birth Mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu salam, who were the honorable ladies who breastfed the Master alayhi salatu salam. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place on Monday, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, and today is the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. So it was in the 11th year of the Hijrah. The date was the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. It was a Monday, and in the morning the Master alayhi salatu salam made parda and his demise took place. So that is our topic of discussion today. What happened prior to the demise of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what happened after the demise of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the 10th year of the Hijrah, and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Madinah Munawwara to go and perform the Hajjatul Wida. And that is why it is called Hajjatul Wida, because the Master alayhi salatu salam, from there already in Mina, Arafat, Musdalifah, all these places, the Master alayhi salatu salam is preparing the Ummah that I will not see you the following year. لَأَلِّي لَا أَلْقَاكُمْ بَعْدَ عَامِي هَذَا. That after this Hajj, then my demise is imminent and I will be leaving this world. Hence the name Hajjatul Wida. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enter Makkah Mukarrama on the 4th of Zil Hijjah, and performing the Hajj, and on the 14th of Zil Hijjah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the 10th year of the Hijrah left Makkah Mukarrama for Madinah Munawwara. Then the 11th year of the Hijrah started, Muharram, and then Safar. During the month of Safar, towards the ending, exactly 2 weeks prior to the demise of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi salatu salam went for a janazah to Baqi. And whilst returning from Baqi to the Hujra Mubarakah to come home, the Master alayhi salam said, Wa ra'asa, my head I have a terrible splitting headache. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's fatal illness started from them. Nevertheless, many lessons for all of us to learn now. Now the condition of the master alayhi salatu salam is deteriorating. But what did Nabi alayhi salatu salam set the precedent for me and you, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and CII? Even in that last week or second last week, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed a bandage around the Mubarak head. On one side, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. On the other side, Sayyidina Fadl bin Abbas radiallahu an. Dragging the master alayhi salatu salam from the Hujra Mubarakah, from the house to the masjid, and Nabi alayhi salatu salam still performs the imamat. From there we deduce how important it is for us to ensure we are still reading and performing our salat in jama'at, in congregation. That is the precedent set by the master alayhi salatu salam for humanity and posterity. Today we know what we do. We find the flimsiest excuse and we will miss salat totally, Allah forbid, or we will just read salat at home. And that is unbecoming. It does not behove the true mu'min and Muslim to do so. We are speaking of the male, obviously. The women, obviously, should be performing their salat at home. Now the sickness intensifies. And Mustafa alayhi salatu salam asking, Aina ana ghadan? Aina ana ghadan? Where will I be tomorrow? Because every day Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to a different honorable spouse. All the spouses agreed. The master alayhi salatu salam's desire is to go to the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam spent the last few days in the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. It is the last Wednesday in the life of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivers a sermon, a khutbah, and in there says, there is a servant and slave, khayyarahu Allah, Almighty Allah jalla wala has given that servant and slave a choice. Either you stay here for a little while, or either you come to Almighty Allah, fakhtara indahu. So the slave chose to go to Almighty Allah, fabaka Abu Bakrin. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. In that majma, in that gathering, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu starts weeping and sobbing. The Sahaba say, we were amazed and astonished. The Master alayhi salam is saying, there is a person, there is a servant. We did not know it alludes and refers to the Master alayhi salam himself. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he is Sani's name. He understood that Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam is speaking of himself. وَكَانَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ أَعْلَمَنَا. He had the greatest and most profound knowledge. He knew what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to. And therefore he started weeping and sobbing. Then came the day, or still the Wednesday, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that I have compensated every one of you. But there is one person as yet I have not compensated in this world. And that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Even today, when you enter to Babu Salam Day in Medina, door number one, and you look on your left hand side, you will see there is a frame there. And it tells you around that area, in that area, where Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's hujra and house mubarak was. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said at that time, this is now, this is the last few days. Every door that's entering the masjid must be closed. Only the door of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu leave his entrance open. No one else must have that. Only Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Imagine this is just prior, few days to the master alayhi salatu salam's demise. The Thursday, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْخَمِيسِ. What do you know what happened on that Thursday? The hadith in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring some pen and paper, I want to dictate to you, so you will not go astray. And the Sahaba, some of them said, bring the paper and pen. Others said, no, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so ill. Why cause the Master alayhi salatu salam inconvenience? The Quran Sharif has been revealed. The Sunnah Mubarakah is in front of us. Nevertheless, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kumu anni, okay, leave it now, you go away. Till that Maghrib on Thursday, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Maghrib Salat. In Maghrib Salat mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, the Master alayhi salatu salam read wal mur salati urfa. They read that surah. Then before Isha time, the condition of the Master alayhi salatu salam deteriorated. And he said, Muru ala Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are commanding my father to become the imam. When he stands on your musalla, he is raqiq al-kalb, he will cry. He will not have the capability, capacity to lead the people, Ya Rasulullah. The Master alayhi salam, the third time, was furious. Inna kunna la sawahibu Yusuf. You want to give me the wrong mashura? Just like these women in the time of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. O Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, from that Isha to Salat, Thursday night, right up to the Fajr, Monday morning, 17 Salat, on the Musalla of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda, performed the imamate of this Ummah. That is Thaniyas name, the second of the two. He was the second of the two in the cave. He was the second of the two when coming to Madinah Munawwara. He was the second of the two on the Musalla of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And oh, brothers, sisters of Radio Al-Ansar, CII, even today, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is Thaniyas name. He's buried right next to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Thaniyas name. Always remember that. Nevertheless, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to see sometimes and was so happy that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is leading the Ummah in prayer, and this was a subtle suggestion that he should be the Khalifa and my first successor, and I'm so happy and pleased with him. Now the last few advices of the Master alayhi salatu salam for me and you, this Ummah. Number one, the Master alayhi salatu salam said, As-salah, as-salah, guard your salat, guard your salat. How many of us are really concerned about that? We were there when our father or mother passed away. Did we ever think that we should teach our children before we depart, they tell them the importance and significance of salat? Why is salat called salat, brothers and sisters in Islam? As-salat, as-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, the nexus, the connection between the servant and Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. If that person is not meticulous and particular with salat, then if you study Quran Sharif superficially and you study it literally and the ahadith mubarakah, then there's a big question mark on the faith and iman of that person. Imagine. Second advice, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. And over whom you have authority and jurisdiction. We have authority over our wives. Do we really fulfill their rights? We have jurisdiction, authority over our children, our students, our employees. Do we really fulfill their rights? My father, your father, our beloved mother, they gave us some nasiha right in the ending of their life, and we attach so much significance, importance to it. It is my father's death wish. My beloved mother's death wish, I have to fulfill it, provided that it is permissible. Here it is, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching us a lesson. What is Islam, my brothers? Islam is the only code of life, the code of conduct. It teaches us to pray, P-R-A-Y, to Almighty Allah, and not to pray, P-R-E-Y, on the creation of Allah. When we say Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen, what does it mean? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Surah 21 verse 107. You go and refer to it and see It means the Master alayhi salatu salam is a source of mercy, not only for human being and the jinn, but every creation of Almighty Allah. So me and you need to take this final advices of the Master alayhi salatu salam very, very seriously. Many a time we are up to date with our salat, our zakat, our fasting. But our interaction with our wives, with our employees, with our children, our neighbors, Muslim or non-Muslim, leaves a lot to be desired. So think about that seriously. At the political level, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, right on his deathbed, open Sahih Muslim, أَخْرِجُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْأَرَبِ. This whole Arab peninsula must be cleared of the Jews and the Christians. This is our cradle, this is our foundation, and they should not be in this part of the world. And that is what the Sahaba did. They made sure that they expelled them and removed them from the Arab Peninsula. Now we go on. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sickness and illness is intensifying. The condition of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is deteriorating. Now it is the last day. The sakarat are starting of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach this ummah, me and you, a lesson, brothers and sisters. The Master alayhi salatu salam takes his Mubarak fingers, dips it in the cup and sprinkles on his Mubarak face. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Oh Allah, I ask you to assist me during this period, the pains and the pangs of death. Be honest, my brothers, we're 30, 50, 70, 80 years old. One day in our life did we ever think that I must beg and beseech and petition Allah. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. We have to die. Waja'at sakratul maut bilhaq. You know the sali season has started today, 1st December. So you will see on the roads, Allah protect us, so many accidents because people are intoxicated and drunk. So that you call sukara, that they are intoxicated. They lose control, they don't know which side of the road they are driving. When that sakarat starts, then we lose control. So therefore it is called sakarat, waja'at sakratul maut bilhaq. So make this dua of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam now. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Ya Allah, make the pains and pangs of death easy for me. It's something we all have to go through. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha enters the room and she sees Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abdurrahman, her brother radiallahu an, has the miswak. She knows how much Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved the miswak. She takes the miswak, she softens it, and thereafter she hands it over to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. This is Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says, this is my manaqib. These are my virtues and merits. Ma Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, busak mubarak. The Master alayhi salam, saliva mubarak. And my saliva were joined even at the time of the demise of the Master alayhi salam. The Master alayhi salatu salam passed away in my house. Even if the turns had to continue, it was my turn. And the Master alayhi salatu salam was leaning against me. And what were the last words in dua which Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading? Allahumma rabbi ghfirli. Ya Allah, forgive me. The Master alayhi salam is forgiven, is the best of Allah's creation. But to set the precedent for humanity and posterity, the Master alayhi salam crying, begging Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me. Warhamni, Ya Allah, envelope me in your mercy. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ. Ya Allah, unite me with the upper, meaning with Allah's mercy, and take me to you, O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. Bukhari Sharif has all these incidents there. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's last words were, إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ, إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ. And then Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is there. She's seeing, she's the only child. Oh, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive at that time. The sons had passed away in the infancy. The other three daughters have passed away during the lifetime of the Master alayhi salam. And she sees her father passing away. Go open Bukhari Sharif, my brothers. What did she say? It's a daughter, no ordinary mortal. Fatima to Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. She is Fatima, the daughter and the leader of the women of Jannah and the daughter of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, the tears are rolling down. She says, Ya Abata, oh my beloved father, Ajaba Rabban Da'ah, now today you have answered the call of Almighty Allah and you have left us, oh my father. Ya Abata, Ajaba Rabban Da'ah, Ya Abata, Man Jannatul Firdaus Ma'wa, your place of dwelling eternally now is Jannatul Firdaus. You have the highest place in Jannah. Ya Abata, Ila Jibra'il Nan'a. To Jibra'il we will announce that your demise has taken place. Go ask Fatima, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. We lose our father, our mother, our children, and we feel it is like Qiyamah in our house. This is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shair says, Lokanati lahayatu dadumu li ahadin. Lokanati lahayatu dadumu li ahadin. If life had to continue for any personality forever and ever, وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فِيهَا مُخَلَّدًا, then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have stayed here forever and ever and eternally. But Allah has His system. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your demise will take place and they also will pass away and die. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ, every living being shall taste death. See the lataif, the beauty, the glory of the noble Quran. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا, and Allah will not delay for any personality once the time arrives. Which surah? Surah 63. The Master alayhi salatu salam is 63 years old. Which verse? The 11th verse of Surah 63. O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were, you are, you will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Allah. But Allah's system is, even you will have to go through it at the age of 63. In 11th year of the Hijrah, your demise will take place. You see the beauty of Quran. We come back to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. What did she read? What did she say? Her father had just passed away. Subbat alayya masaibu, law anna subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. She said, such a calamity has befallen me, Fatima bintu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If that calamity had to fall, and the days should be transformed into nights. I am the only daughter now, the only child. Bukhari Sharif's hadith. That for that 6 months, because Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just prior to his demise, whispered something in the ears of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. She wept and cried, and then she smiled. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha asked her, what did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? She said, no, this is a secret between father and daughter. After the demise of the Master alayhi salam, again Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha inquired, oh Fatima, what happened? Please tell me. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha said, the first time the Master alayhi salam said, my demise is imminent, and I cried. And the second time I smiled, because the Master alayhi salam told me, I will be the first one to come and meet the Master sallallahu alayhi salam. Hence in Ramadan, 6 months after that, her demise took place. Fama dhahikat qattu. In the 6 months, she did not smile. She was so sad. Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise had taken place. What happened to Umar Farooq? That Umar Farooq, who Allah jalla wa ala is going to use after that subsequently to conquer almost half the world. He told the people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise has not taken place. It is like Nabi Musa alayhi salam, gone to the mountain and will come back. Nabi alayhi salatu salam is like gone in a coma. And the Master alayhi salam will recover. And he was going on. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was gone to the Awali in Medina. While all this is happening to the outskirts, when he hears, he rushes back. And the shawl Mubarak is placed on the Mubarak body and on the Mubarak countenance of the Master alayhi salam. He removes that cloth, kisses the Master alayhi salam on the forehead and says, Tibta hayya wa mayta. Your life is pure, your demise is pure, Ya Rasulullah. He comes where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is, and he addresses the people. Man kana ya'budu, man kana minkum ya'budu Muhammada, fa innahu qad mat. Whoever was worshipping Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember the Master alayhi wa sallam's demise has taken place. Wa man kana minkum ya'budu Allah, fa innahu hayyun la yamut. Whosoever of you worships Allah jalla wa ala, then Allah is ever living. There's never death for Allah. He was, He is, He will always be, He's eternal. The whole crowd went for solace, for inspiration, motivation to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, and he read the verse, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولٌ. Before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also the Anbiya came and they passed away. And you, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your demise will also take place. Sayyidina Umar, in that state, is not something normal. That this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom they loved more than their own parents, children, spouses and siblings. So he says, I felt as though this ayat was just revealed now. My mind did not even go to that verse while all this was happening. And thereafter, we see Sahaba came, and they had to read the Salatul Janaza. How do you read the Salatul Janaza? For Habib Allah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, the men came first, individually, 10 of them, and the Master, alayhi salatu salam, Mubarak, Jasad-e Athar, and they would read Salatul Janaza individually, and then they would go. Another 10, then the children came, then the women came. Imagine the whole of Medina Munawwara came. Anas bin Malik, radiallahu ta'ala, who states, the day the Master, alayhi salatu salam, entered in Medina Munawwara, everything became so nurani, shining, glittering. And today when the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu salam took place, it seemed that though that glitter and shine now was no more. So my brothers, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam also had to experience this. The question we need to ask ourselves, maut barhaq hai, we all have to die. Even the atheists will accept that. Death is inevitable. The question we need to ask ourselves, what have I done for my death? What have I done to prepare for the hereafter? That is the question. Remember this, today there's an onslaught and attack against Islam, against Muslims, against the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We don't have to curry favor with anybody, any politician, any government. We have to stick to Quran Sharif. We have to practice on the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to love every sahabi and companion of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to work within the, and we love the awliyaullah. And we work within the framework of the four schools of jurisprudence. Allahumma zukna hubbak wa hubba rasulik wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ilayk. Ya Allah, grant us your love. Ya Allah, grant us the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the love of those actions that will draw us closer and nearer to you. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.